Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right. Dust off the donut powder and let's move on.
Already talking about donuts. I miss donuts already.
Well, they're still.
Oh, the ones from yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
I wish somebody would take those home.
I was thinking of eggs when I came.
Oh, we're doing, that.
We're doing eggs, right?
Yeah. We're doing the jumbos. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's 5:33. This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. Okay. Let's see. Weather-wise, we have partly cloudy skies this morning, then just clouds in the afternoon. Kind of a, sounds like yesterday. 30% chance of rain, the high 45. Right now, 31 degrees on your official Christmas music station, Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:20, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Justin Rozier, he's a Texas teen. He's going to be turning 16 soon. Mm-hmm. And his mom just gave him a gift, a new-to-him set of wheels.
Nice.
Okay, but this isn't just any used car. You have to hear this story.
Okay.
Justin's father was killed while serving in Iraq in 2003.
Oh, boy.
Justin was only 9 months old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom suddenly found herself a widow and a single parent. And, well, when her husband was killed, she sent his 1999 Toyota Celica convertible back to the dealership. She said she didn't want to have to pay for a car that was just sitting in the driveway. She couldn't afford it. So not too long ago, more than a dozen years later, she comes across this car's registration. You know, when the wheels start turning,
mm-hmm.
Justin's, you know, he's driving age. He has his permit.
Right.
And she just has visions of tracking that car down and delivering it to him for his 16th birthday.
And?
She took to Facebook asking for help. She put the VIN number. She posted a picture of the car.
So not just
told
a car
their story.
Like it, the car.
Yeah, she wants the car.
Wow.
Okay, so you think there is no way this is going to happen.
Right.
A few days later, she hears back from the daughter of the car's owner. Now, she's in Texas. These folks live in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter reaches out, gives her dad's number, who has the car.
Yes.
And the owner really didn't want to part with the car. She said it took her 12 hours to call him to get up the courage. He didn't really want to part with the car, but called her an hour later saying, you know what? Your son will get more enjoyment out of having his dad's car
than I would.
So the day of the big reveal, she says she will just never, Jessica Johns, her name is,
mm-hmm.
says she will never forget the expression
on
Justin's face when, you know, it just started to click. It was
sure.
like, wait a minute, could it be? And he's looking at her and she nods
wow.
and not a dry eye in the house.
Sure.
So what a priceless
yeah,
gift.
That is a tell me something
tell
good.
Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
.655, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, 70s heartthrob David Cassidy died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was 67.
I love you so.
The singer-actor had been in the hospital since last week after suffering from kidney and liver failure. His publicist said David died surrounded by those he loved. You probably remember that single, I Think I Love You.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, he shot to superstardom in 1970 when he began playing the role of Keith Partridge on the musical sitcom The Partridge Family.
Mm-hmm.
His stepmother, singer-actress Shirley Jones, portrayed his mom on the show. According to Us Weekly, at one point, this is so interesting, his official fan club membership was larger than that of the Beatles and Elvis Presley.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome.
It was something.
Well, Gayle King and Nora O'Donnell anchored Tuesday's CBS This Morning without co-host Charlie Rose, but they did not avoid discussing allegations against the legendary journalist. O'Donnell said, "Let me be very clear. There is no excuse for this alleged behavior." Rose was suspended from both CBS and his PBS program less than 90 minutes after a Washington Post story was published and has since been fired. Well, Chrissy Teigen announced yesterday she's pregnant with her and hubby John Legend's second child. The couple shared a really cute video on Instagram where their 19-month-old daughter, Luna, helped them make the announcement. Well, she has a nose that people are flocking to the plastic surgeon for. Who are we talking about?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No.
I'm just thinking of big noses.
No, but they want these noses. She hasn't. Yeah, this doesn't is a, have a big nose, does she?
No.
I guess maybe she might.
I don't think she has a
No, I don't big think
nose,
she does.
Yeah, I mean, this...
This is what they want.
They want this.
The nose they want. They're seeking it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, then I would say... I don't know, Groucho Marx.
Okay, you better just give us the answer.
I don't know. This
Prince Harry's girl, Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my
She stars in Suits, of course, as well. But New York plastic surgeon Dr. Steven Greenberg says he's seeing this real significant uptick in requests for Markle's nose amongst his clients.
Is that like...
In fact, he says right now her nose is the number one request. You know you've made it when everyone
wants your nose.
Can you imagine going to, the plastic surgeon there and give me the Reichert?
Give me the Reichert.
You don't want my nose.
I can't really imagine.
No.
Marriage rumors and, of course, that royal effect don't hurt when it comes to plastic surgery requests either.
Mm-hmm.
But Gwyneth Paltrow is reportedly ready to consciously couple again. She's engaged to Glee producer Brad Falchuk. Now, these two have been dating since before she formalized her divorce from Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Do you ever wonder, I know, Steve, you said you weren't making dinner. You've made plenty of turkeys in your day, Jack, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to call the Butterball hotline?
Never did that.
Did that?
I do just to ask them.
I think I did it for a bit on the radio, yeah. But I don't.
Okay.
But other than that.
Well, you may have talked to Carol Miller.
Yeah.
She has spent the past 33 years working as the dedicated hotline answerer.
Mm-hmm.
She gives free advice to stumped cooks about, getting that turkey ready.
She probably hates
I love
turkey.
This, though. Listen to the story behind the story.
It's
She's
like you,
actually
Jack.
A retired grandmother who takes up to 12 calls in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And on past Thanksgiving, she's actually fielded a couple hundred phone calls in a 12-hour shift. And she says it's very rewarding. It's a great feeling to hear people shouting in the background, yay, it's almost done.
Are you guys familiar with the joke? It went around last year, and I'm starting to see it again. You're supposed to text your mother how long you have to microwave a 10-pound turkey for.
Oh, my gosh.
And
no,
the response that you're supposed to post on social media, the responses, and some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. But because of her job, Carol says she's actually had to move Thanksgiving for her own family to the weekend after Thanksgiving because she's always actually working the holiday.
Sure.
She says, it's kind of ironic that I've become this turkey guru and I'm not even cooking a bird on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, you guys ready for the birthday game?
Yeah.
Billie Jean King.
It's not my lover.
That's the wrong Billie Jean.
She's a tennis player, right?
Although Elton John made a song about her. Philadelphia Freedom is about Billie Jean King.
Why wouldn't they call it Philly Billy?
You'd have to ask Reginald.
Sir.
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, look at you using his name. He won't even answer to that anymore.
I'm going to say she's 70.
Older than you again, huh?
I'm going to go with that. 71.
76.
74.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is 30. And I'm not saying it because I don't know her. I'm going to say 38.
34.
She's 33.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Okay.
I like this one. We're going to step away from the holidays for just a minute.
All right.
And she's going to get real. Hey, Siri, why do people overshare things?
People overshare because they are annoying idiots with no boundaries and spend every party making it weird for everyone by not knowing when to shut their mouths. I am not sure who it is worse for. The people who are married to these idiots and are having their business put out onto the streets, or the people at the party being held hostage and forced to listen to them drone on and on about things that nobody wants to hear about. Keep these people away from alcohol, or it gets way worse.
Yeah, there's a warning right there.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
The sounds of the season here at Sunny 101.5, the Christmas station. It is 7:44.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
You know, lately,
yeah,
I've been pulling life hacks that I can see myself. You know, it's something I did that day. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of fighting a cold, so I did ways to fight a cold. Yesterday.
I've used one of my life hacks.
And this one, of course, I do all of my great thinking in the bathroom. So in the shower, I go, man, you know what I really hate doing?
What's that?
Is cleaning the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I despise it. That
the most
dusting.
Fun job.
I will vacuum, do laundry, do dishes. I will do that all day. Have me dust or clean a shower. I go, and this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
not the most fun job. It is.
You know, guys have, I have like one product. It's I have the 3-in-1, the body wash, the hair. It does everything. Shampoo, conditioner.
And now it cleans your tub.
Well, no. That would actually be the ultimate thumb, the ultimate one. Yeah, so now what actually, I look down and I see, oh man, there's so many products because from my wife, Meg, and you pick one up and it's got that rust ring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, I hate cleaning, so I hate scrubbing
that.
So, you know how you beat that?
How beat the rust ring?
With a Mr. Clean sponge. That's
no,
what I
you
use.
Take clear nail polish. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You turn whatever it is upside down and you put a coat around the bottom edge.
Oh, to prevent it from happening in the first
because
place.
Because the water
I see
won't
it's
the
sealing,
water,
yeah.
The water won't stand there and then the rust won't form.
I can see that. All right.
Huh. Awesome.
Got that.
All right, mine is something I've done before, and I love this. And it's, you know, it's a Thanksgiving, you know, post Thanksgiving dinner life hack.
Ooh.
So it's Thanksgiving pizza. Now, if you
I've
have never had this with your Thanksgiving leftovers,
no.
It is the bomb. You mm-hmm. take either, you know, a normal pizza shell that you have from the store or, you know, you make your own.
Yeah.
You know, and you put turkey pieces, stuffing, cheddar, mozzarella, and some gravy, and you bake it.
Mm-kay.
And, you know, it might not sound all that good. Oh, my gosh. I have to admit, I stole this from Pizza Transit in Niles does this 1 month a year. It's a specialty pizza.
Yeah.
But we made it at home, too, because it is delicious.
Man, I can tell in
so
your voice
you
that it is. Man, all right. That sounds good. And mine is if you accidentally get a pen or ink stain on your clothes, you say, well, that's done. There's no way I'm getting that out. Scrub some toothpaste into it. Let it dry. Then wash. The stain will disappear. It will disappear. Scrub some toothpaste into it. Let it dry. And then wash.
Wow, that's interesting. Gotta try it.
Well, I gotta find a pen first.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.5. Nothing but the sounds of the season. More Christmas music is next on Sunny 101.5.
It's Sunny 101.5's Go Figure. So, with that in mind, center stage is Steve.
A Pennsylvania man got his dying wish.
his dying wish.
He loved the Philly cheesesteaks from Pat's King of Steaks, which are good.
It's a heck of a sandwich.
Have you had it?
Not from there.
Pat's in Philadelphia?
No. You have?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Ooh. I went to Philly. I ate both of them. They're across the street from Geno's and Pat's. And guess what? I ate both of them.
That's a good one.
But I still, you know what I liked more? Was you go to the Market Street station, the pulled pork broccoli Rob sandwich. By far, I think is better than the cheesesteaks.
I don't know. That first one sounds...
ate three sandwiches in a matter of 2 hours that day.
Uh-huh.
And I understand this. His dying wish is to be buried with a Philly cheesesteak from his favorite shop, Pat's King of Steaks. Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Richard Lucy, a father of four who passed away last month at the age of 76, often joked that he didn't want to venture into the afterlife hungry.
Yeah.
Hence, his family members decided to pick up his favorite sandwich to include in his coffin. They were just going to buy one until they remember a piece of advice that he actually gave them. If you're going to Pat's, you always get two. You never order just one.
Right.
Can't eat just one.
Owner Frank said that he was both flattered and bewildered that someone would actually choose to be buried with one of his sandwiches. So for as the second cheesesteak might be speculated, he said it maybe be a bribe for St. Peter. That's what he's saying when he gets up to the pearly gates. That's why he wanted two.
Oh, my God.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Sunny 101.5, your Christmas music station. All right, we have a birthday, and we're calling this gentleman. He is an electrician. This was set up by his girlfriend, or was his wife? I think it was his girlfriend.
I don't know.
All right, here we go.
It's not important.
No, that part's not important. Here's the important part.
Hello.
Yes. My name is Walt Grumble, and you're the electrician guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I got a mess at home. I need you. How available are you? I need some help right away.
Okay, well, it depends. I mean, I'm at a job right now.
Okay,
come out maybe later today.
Yeah, my son, he messed up. He came out. I didn't want him to do it. I said, no, I don't want you to come over here, dude. But he said he could do it. He said he got it all figured out. And now I'm stuck.
All right.
Now I'm stuck. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't care what you charge, because he's going to get the bill. Let me tell you, I go into the kitchen. I turn on the light in the kitchen, all right?
Right.
You got me so far, so I turn on the light. Here, just listen. This is what happens when I turn on the light in the kitchen. Here we go. You hear that? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's when I turn the light on in the kitchen. And so, that's...
Wait, is that an appliance or something?
I don't know what it is. I turn the light on, and that's what I get. And that's just the beginning.
Are there any sparks? Do you smell any smoke?
No, I don't smell nothing. It's just that horrible noise. So I turn it off, and then I go into the bathroom, and I turn the light on, and that where he messed with it. Turn the light on, and then, of course, that's what I get. That's what's going on in the bathroom. And then if that's not enough, then hold on a second. I got to get out to the garage. Then I go out to the garage, all right? Now I'm in the garage. I'm going to turn the light on in the garage. Now what? Here we go. Listen. You hear that? My God.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it, but I can't really tell what it is.
Well, I can't either. And my garage door opens. So I don't know it just got me so upset. You know, I'm retired and I'm trying to, you know, take it easy in life, and this is what I get.
Well, what was he doing?
There it goes again. Well, you gotta come out, because my son, he thinks he's an electrician, but he's not. But you know what else my son told me?
I can't begin to guess.
He told me it was your birthday. Is it your birthday? Your birthday?
Yes, it's my birthday.
David,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
We're not going to need your services. All we're going to need you to do is just listen to this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you. No.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us at University Park Mall on Friday.
Yeah.
The Jack, Steve, and Tracy show.
We will not shop until...
we get our shop on.
Yeah, we're not shopping until we're dropping.
You got that right. That's happening Friday. And in the meantime, well, just have a happy holiday.
Wonderful Thanksgiving.
Be thankful that you got a show like this to listen to.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening. Sunny, sunny, 101.